at night with my best friend. He was 14 when I married his sister. Recently, he told me that when he graduated from high school and was leaving for his freshman year at Cornell University, he asked Jesus Christ to come into his life and to be with him. He was born again of the Spirit. Most of you know many of the other parts of his life and career, but our daughter has written an email, wrote an email about 2 months ago, and Dottie wished for me to read it to you today. My dear Uncle Eddie, some of my earliest memories are the coffee house in downtown Houston, when you played with the fisher folk. I remember the big stool table out front of the coffee house. I remember the graffiti on the wall. I remember those little carpet squares that were stacked in the corner, and we had to grab one to sit on. I remember the stage, and I remember sitting on the front row, on the floor, craning my neck, looking up at you, singing about Jesus, all those hippies and lost people. It is a memory that is etched in my mind forever and one of the foundation stones of my life. When you went to Scotland as a missionary, I stood in class that next week when the teacher asked us what we wanted to be. I said, a missionary. The teacher asked, what was that? And I said, I don't really know. But my uncle is one that he goes around the world telling people about Jesus. That's what I want to do with my life. Your love for the Lord, your zest for life, your observations on the world, your care for me as I was growing up and developing my own thoughts, the times you took to listen to me and ask me questions, the way you made me feel special, all of that marked my life and have been foundational in life in making me the person I am today. I always wanted to be like you. You were so much more than an uncle. You were a role model, a friend, and an anchor for me. I love you so much. I wish I was there right now to look you in the eye so that you know how very, very much I love you and I'm grateful. I am the one God chose to be your niece. You are loved so very much. As you walk this journey to the other side, I know that my heart, you know that my heart thoughts